Gabby, first of all, how are you doing? And hopefully you're fine and safe during these times.
Yeah, I'm doing well. I think I'm very fortunate that COVID-19 hasn't really impacted me or my members of my family in any way. We're all healthy and
good,
staying at home and trying to get through it. So
good to hear. Good to hear. Well, coming up in 10 days, as I said, a really cool event that you and some of your teammates are spearheading, and we'll get to that in a moment. But I do want to do some reflection, because now we're about 2 months into life being so different for everybody. Do you remember when you first heard and found out that your rowing season would be canceled, and then eventually found out that basically the rest of the school year would be done completely different?
Yeah, I think that my teammates and I were all kind of in shock when it happened, because it felt like everything kind of happened so fast. And we really didn't think that our season would be canceled. I don't think any other school or sport team really thought that. So when we heard the news, I just think we were all devastated about our season, because we had worked so hard. We had been training all winter, every single day, basically, to prepare for our spring season. So I definitely think everyone was really, really upset, including the seniors.
What was the toughest part, and what has been the toughest part of not being with your team?
I think the toughest part is not only having my teammates to constantly push me through workouts and through practices, but just having a general support system there, because we're all around each other all the time. And constantly supporting each other in everything that we do, even if it's outside of our own sport. So I think just not having them as a general support system, and having them to talk to every day and be with every day, is the hardest part for sure.
I can't imagine what that's like too, especially because rowing is such a unique sport that I feel like, you know, things are just so drastically different for you and a lot of your teammates, because there is that huge sense of camaraderie when it comes to the sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, on the water, we're all in the boat together. We all do our part in order to make the boat go fast. So everybody contributes equally to the team.
Yeah. Gabby Gable joining us here on BTL, sophomore for the Cornell rowing team. So I want to chat about what's coming up, because you and your teammates, Mary-Kate Henderson and Annie Bryson, you've found a way to help give back to the Ithaca community during this pandemic, and that's through an event coming up called Active Against COVID. It will help support those who have been impacted by the virus through the United Way of Tompkins County. And the fundraiser will lead up to a virtual 10K on the 17th. So how did this idea come to be?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think initially upon returning home, Mary, Kate, Annie, and I were all just really looking for ways to stay active, since it was really hard to work out on our own. And we also felt like, you know, there was nothing that we could do. We were just sitting at home, and we kind of felt useless in a sense, not being able to do anything to help. And we did acknowledge that, you know, as athletes, students of Cornell community, we have a responsibility to, you know, help out anyone that we can in our community, which is in Ithaca, and give back in any way that we can. So that's how this idea came up. And we also just thought it would be a great way for all athletes to come together and support one another and have that type of support system that we're used to having. But now we would have that at home and be able to kind of train for this virtual 10K together. We chose May 17th as our day, because that would have been the day of the Women's Rowing Ivy League Championship. And so we really just wanted all teams to come together and erg, run, bike, swim, walk, whatever choice of exercise they wanted it to be. We wanted everybody to do that on the day of May 17th.
That's so, so cool. You said something that kind of caught my attention, and that's the idea of community, because you're from Connecticut. Mary-Kate is from California. Annie's from Pittsburgh, New York, so not too far away, but not super close either. So this isn't home for any of you. Yet here you are supporting the local community back here. Why is that so important for you?
Mm-hmm. I think that just being in Ithaca with each other makes it really special and makes it like our home. It's where we train together, where we go to class. You know, we do everything in the community. And I also feel like we're kind of in a bubble at Cornell. You know, we don't really have time to go out and explore, I guess, other parts of Ithaca. And so we felt that this would be our way to kind of get more involved in our own community that we live in. But we are kind of in a little bit of a bubble at Cornell. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that coronavirus affects people who are, you know, economically struggling or are in unsafe or unsupportive homes, or people who are struggling or fighting life-threatening diseases and stuff like that, but that these things also happen regardless of whether or not coronavirus is here or impacting our lives every day. And I think it's something that's really important to acknowledge, and that these issues are, you know, extend further than just coronavirus, and they are everyday issues that, you know, we need to address and need to be aware of.
And that's why it makes so much sense to go through through supporting the United Way here in Tompkins County. That's so, so cool. Gabby Gable joining us here on Between the Lines, sophomore for the Cornell rowing team, as we chat about active against COVID-19, which is coming up on the 17th. How has this been embraced throughout the Big Red athletic community?
Yeah, everyone has been super enthusiastic about this. I would say we have a lot of involvement from different teams who have made their own team pages and have been fundraising, donating, going on runs, doing their own workouts, sending in pictures of them, videos of them participating, getting ready for the virtual 10K. And I would really say that it has brought a lot of athletes together. A lot of teams who, you know, wouldn't really have the opportunity to connect throughout the year because they've been so busy with training and games and stuff like that have been able to, you know, connect and all come together to support the cause. So I think we were all really happy that athletes were taking this really seriously and really wanted to help out.
Yeah, I'd believe it. How can people help out who are maybe outside of the Big Red community?
Yeah, well, if they go to our fundraising page, it's www.uwtc.org/give-active10k, or go to our Instagram, which is Active Against COVID. There's a link in our bio, and anyone can really register or make their own team page in order to run the virtual 10K, which we would love, or you can just click the link and donate if you don't really want to participate in the active part of it, but any type of donation would help United Way of Tompkins County and their COVID relief fund. And yeah, we're really, really grateful for all the support and all the donations that we've gotten this far.
What has the number been so far? The main goal is to get to $10,000. Whereabouts are you?
Mm-hmm. We're about, I would say, around 2,000, which has been really, really great. Yeah. We're still trying to get word out there. Yeah, we're just super excited for this to continue and for May 17th.
Let's get that word out there and let's get that number a lot higher. We'll post the link and everything to our social media pages to help out this really great cause. Gabby, a couple quick questions before I let you run. First and foremost, how have you been training for all of this? And second of all, how are you going to be competing in this 10K? Are you going to be running? Are you going to be rowing a crazy amount of distance? What are we looking at here?
I don't think I'll be rowing anywhere. I think I'll probably end up running it. I've been running quite a bit. It has been nice out lately. So I think I'll run it, but I do know some of my teammates are biking it. Some are hopping on their ergs that they have at home if they have access to them, and doing a 10K on there. So cool.
That's awesome. Gabby, thank you for a couple of minutes. I can't wait to see how this all turns out. This is a brilliant idea by you and your teammates. And stay safe and stay well out there, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. You too.